time. Hey, 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, live from New York City. It's Connect the Dots. Yeah. And let me just say, I have to say something. I was quite happy to see President Trump give it to Zelensky. Because, you know, we need to end the war. No more weapons. No more fighting, killing of innocent people, dying for what? You know, I don't even want to get into it, but it was a pleasure to see Trump give it to Zelensky. He needed that. And then he's... he comes on a TV show following, after getting thrown out of the White House, and he starts mumbling a bunch of nothing. It was only a minute and 15 seconds, but he said absolutely nothing in 1 minute and 15 seconds. So much for that. So where it's going to lead? They need to end it either way, just like they need to end the war on Gaza, too. Well, let me tell you... people of Earth. No, we're not landing tomorrow. No, the ETs are not landing tomorrow, but it's supposed to happen the first half of this year. Anyhow, I've mentioned it before, there's this place called The Portal. On the internet, you know? 2012portal.blogspot.com. And a couple of days ago, they gave out the notes from the Phoenix, Arizona, the event in Phoenix, Arizona in February. Hey, guess what? We're into March. We're going to march right to the whatever. And... hey, March, we all can get together in March. You know, communists, they can march around the block in a parade. And we'll march up the ladder of success to take control of everything. Yeah, the people need to take control. People power. Anyhow, really interesting stuff. I'll just hit on a few of these things there. You got to check it out for yourself because there's just so much being revealed at this last event. You know, it's a 2-3 day event they had in Phoenix, Arizona, hosted by the guy referred to as Cobra, who is a intel representative for the resistance movement. Ashtar Command, the Galactic Federation, the Galactic Confederation, he calls it. Not to be confused, I guess, with there's other Galactic Federations out there, not just one, many maybe, who knows how many. But anyhow, this group seems to be, they really got the info that they're sharing out now. They're sharing more now than they ever shared before. And a lot of what was really interesting was what they were sharing about the importance of stones. Yeah, you know, diamonds are important for reasons you never thought of. You got to read the article for itself, you know, the footnotes of what was spoken at the event. And they talk about stones like some of them we never heard about. Moldavite. And it's a stone that helped connect you with that famous ET race known as the Pleiadians. Then there's Sintamani stones and Colombianites. I think they're kind of like emeralds from Colombia. They will help you connect with the Sirius. People in the Sirius star system. And or Sirius, however you want to say it, S-I-R-I-U-S. Then there is something called Tech types, found in Tibet, but they're not stones of the earth. They were brought here by races of beings from places like Andromeda, Lyra, Aldebaran. The Arcturians brought them here, and other star systems also brought these Tech types that can be found in the Tibetan area. And there's also emeralds that will help you connect with the inner earth or Gotha or Gothic society, A-G-A-R-T-H-A. That's what the world, the inner earth world is called. And stones will help you connect with them. And let me see, what other stones? Oh, yeah. The, this isn't stones, but quartz crystals will help you connect with anything. That's pretty well known fact. Crystals can tune into any frequency in the whole universe. Amazing living rocks, yeah. They have a consciousness, but also within the notes, I came across a meditation to connect with other star systems and find your star origin. You know, we all come to Earth here, and in an amnesia state, we don't know where we came from, but that might be a good meditation to look for. Hey, it's in the new notes from the Phoenix, Arizona event held last month, I don't know, 3 weeks, 4 weeks ago, something like that. Yeah, maybe it was February 5th, whatever. You get it, February 2025. It talks about tachyons. It explains, you know, you might have heard the word before, tachyons. They define them as subatomic particles that travel faster than the speed of light. But then your thoughts are even faster right here. 10 to the 42nd power. That's information I came across. In another book, but they're not telling you anything about that. They're telling you that tachyons are subatomic particles. However, because of the things going on Earth with the dark forces, New World Order and stuff, their harp machines, they heat the ionosphere up enough to prevent these tachyons from reaching us. They're good for us. And that problem has to be fixed. You know, we need to end the harp broadcasting machines. President Trump, are you listening? Write an executive order to stop that. And I heard the military likes to heat up the ionosphere because it helps them track things easier. Well, if we're all living in peace, we don't need to be tracking anything. And tachyons are good for you. You can experience what it feels to be receiving tachyons at a tachyon chamber. More of them are being put up. There's one in New York City now. How about that? And they're not that expensive if you look into it. And it's an amazing experience. You're laying under a frame pyramid, I believe, and it's crystal, over a bed of crystals, and the site can be activated. The frame pyramid acts as an antenna and draws the tachyons in. But it requires this guy Goldberg, who comes around and he has to, like, not sanctify the site, but get it working. Because it's just like if you built a frame pyramid at a copper pipe from Home Depot and just laid under it, that alone is not going to get the tachyons come down to the specific point where you are. So you really only have the option of, unless you know the guy Cobra personally, he'll do you a favor. You have to experience tachyons right now until they remove the heart machinery that's preventing them from reaching Earth. You have to go to a tachyon chamber. But like I said, I've looked into it. It's not that expensive, really. And some interesting things in relation to all that. I found that the ionosphere is from 3,790 miles up. The stratosphere, you know, only goes up to 31 miles. And apparently at 37 miles, the ionosphere. What's in those 6 miles? I don't know. And then there's another factor. You just have to go 8 miles high. Hey, that was an old rock and roll record. But, yeah, basically 8 miles high, and you get away from all the negative frequencies, or, well, not all of them, but some of them. What else? Yeah, emeralds from China will help connect you with the Blue Dragon Society of Argatha. Yeah, the world of people inside Earth. The Argathans from Argatha. Yeah, it's a real place, you know. Sometimes confused with words like Shangri-La, and there is other names for it, too. And then emeralds from Afghanistan. Who knew Afghanistan had emeralds? You know, they could do a good trade with that if they figured out the use of them. But apparently emeralds from Afghanistan will help connect you with the Positive Green Dragon Society. And yes, apparently dragons do live in the inner earth, Argatha. You know? In 2025, they mentioned that, Cobra mentions that opals will take your consciousness, will assist you in taking your consciousness to the Buddhic plane of existence. You know? So, if you have any opal stones, you might want to consider meditating with them. And all this other beneficial info is out there. As this happened at this event, and luckily people took notes. And it's unbelievable. I mean, I could spend 10 hours explaining everything that's written down in notes what happened there. But some other interesting points were the 1111 portal that opened up in 1992 closed on November 2nd, 2024. I mean, it wasn't that long ago. But there's a new portal doorway to open is referred to as 1221. Yeah. No more 1111, but now we're going to 1221, and the numbers have a significance that's somehow connected to a link between Sirius and the goddess Isis. You know, I can't explain it any more than that. And what other wonderful information? They tell us, Cobra says, orbs are plasma beings, or ETs, or angelic beings. You know, people ask questions at this conference, and somebody asks, what are the orbs? And that's a pretty straightforward answer. Orbs are plasma beings, or ETs, or angelic beings. Now, to get a good picture of them, actually, just watch my 3.5 minute Beatlemania in America 2 on YouTube. And there's about a minute of that 3.5 minute thing. You'll see the orbs in the Paramount Theater in New York City back in 1964, how the movie theater was crowded with orbs all up around the scene, and it got caught on this one amazing photograph. And just to go, just to show you how popular the Beatles were, that they were not only drawing sold-out crowds of people, but they were packing the house with orb beams, you know? And that could have been an arrangement of plazas of beams, ETs in that form, or angelic beings were at that event, and the pictures are there. It's in the middle of my video. Beatlemania in America 2. It's worth your 3.5 minutes to go check it out. It's on my video channel, Tom Edison 5621. That's it. Tom Edison 5621. That's my YouTube channel. Go there and look for, just key it in on YouTube, Beatlemania in America 2, the number 2. You know? That's it. And she had no problem finding it. And then about 1 minute into it, you're going to see the inside of that Paramount Theater, you know? I put the camera around to all different parts of the inside so you can see the tremendous amount of orbs at that concert. It's phenomenal. Most people don't realize what that one photograph just happened to catch. Well, hey, the good news is darkness is being purified with light. There's an emerald, there's those emeralds again, an emerald ray coming from Source, as the Galactic Confederation calls God, Source. I prefer the Heavenly Father myself. It's more personal. But, you know, what did these galactic beings not of Earth know? You know? They have a different perspective viewpoint on many things, and they have different bits of knowledge. The there was I took up contradictions. That's why the name of the show is Connected Dots. Because in connecting the dots, you can pick up little contradictions of how the story is changing. Well, at the Phoenix Conference, Gober, who is the ringmaster there, speaking to the audience, he mentioned the warning, telling us, when the new magnetic pole shift happens, a number of years down the road, telling us we should be above 5,000 feet because the water is all going to shift to one portion of the planet and then backwash, and most of anything under 5,000 feet is going to get washed away. You know? So, it's not going to happen next week, so we'll have plenty of warning before it does happen. But what's different from this, that now he's saying you only have to be over 5,000 feet up. But last year, there was still info floating around that you had to be above 5 miles to be safe from tidal waves at the shift of the magnetic poles and the water surging up back and forth, like water, you take a pail of water and shake it sideways, and you'll see how big the waves come. So, you know, to be over 5 miles, you have to be in the Himalayas, you know, way up on Mount Everest somewhere. But, that's a definite change of info. And I just took note of that. But there's so much other info. They even talk about Trump. Like, well, let me bring you up to date on some of this. Originally, a couple of years ago, the Pleiadians were going to be the first ones to land and commingle face to face with us Earthlings, you know? But then they ran into some problems with some of the Russians and Chinese on planet Earth, and they decided they don't want to be that position no more, because they think we're not ready to show them respect or whatever. So they bowed out for a while, and then the Aldebarans, that singing group from outer space, the Aldebarans were given the opportunity to be the first to meet humanity, land their craft, and come and talk to us and share the truth of everything. You know, that's the only way we're really going to get the truth. It's going to have to come from outer space, because everybody wants to hold on to their dirty little secrets here on Earth. You know, look at the taking down of Epstein and how his all the people. There's a silence, you know. We're never going to know who those other people were that visited his island, you know. The woman, she knows the answers, but people are being protected, I guess, for bribe money protects people from being associated and going to that island. But so that's it. I mean, government is not going to admit that they're screwing human race up with the HARP broadcast, or they're not going to admit they have a patent for putting graphene oxide and nanoparticle side into the chemtrails they spray on us. They trickle down and we end up inhaling them if we happen to be out on that particular day when that stuff. In fact, and all those other secrets they want, that they're not telling us about the maglev trains that run underground all around the world for the elite, and all the deep underground cities, you know, something like over 400 underground cities, all paid for with taxpayers' money or slave labor or something like that. And the tunnel driving machines, you know, that can churn 15 miles a day, you know. Meanwhile, in New York City area here, they finally got funding for the new tunnel under the Hudson River for the trains. And it's still going to take them 10 years to do it. 10 years, yeah. Well, like, you know, come on. It's wrong. Technology is being kept from us. You got a government has the machine. Yeah, the tunnel driving machine run by the military. They could dig that tunnel in one day, and it'd be connected in a couple of weeks. They have the rest of the connections made. But no, they're going to make the people wait 10 years. I don't think they have 10 years. I think the new reality is coming fast. The event. Hey, it's supposed to happen in the first half of this year, you know. If it doesn't, boy, I'm telling you, I'm going to be changing my tune real fast. I'm hoping it will. But we still have the biggest problem is that the governments of the world do not want to confess about the ETs. You know, numerous governments work with them. Mostly the negative forces to trade technologies. You know, they want military weapons, and they allow people to be abducted in their zone for that. U.S. government is in that group too, you know? So the public is still being kept in the dark, you know? The... what can I say, you know? So we're only going to get full disclosure when the our galactic brothers and sisters land. And, you know, this has been promised year after year after year after year. Well, we're in the final year here for it to happen, you know? I mean, unless, you know, I'm the kind of person that kind of hold people to what they said, when you say something, and I heard it straight from the cobra's mouth. I don't know, it was 5 years ago, 6 years ago, they were talking about the planets and the clockwork of the universe, and that the final gate for whole planetary ascension would have to happen before July 7th, 2025. Now, if it gets to that day, and we haven't had the event yet, the event is the time of ascension, a whoosh of energy that we only can imagine what it will be like. We're all here to experience that. So I hope they get everything ready to do it before that date, because that will be a sour apple if it gets by there. So I believe it's going to happen before then. But they might drive it up to the last couple of days, because there's still too much people are there. They're too in the dark still. They don't want to learn, you know? And none of this, we got mainstream media that still wants to pretend there are no aliens, there are no spacecraft in the our solar system. There is no colony on a game-made, whatever it is, and moon of Saturn, or is it Jupiter? I forget. Too many facts to remember here. And there's a colony on Mars, and there's a colony of negative ETs on the moon. And so anyhow, with all this stuff going on, I started this little bit here with the Pleiadians, where they're going to be the first ones. And then the Aldebarans are now the ones who are going to meet first with the people of Earth. And it's mentioned in the conference notes that as of February 5th, 3 weeks ago, the Aldebarans have not contacted Trump. And also, they give a little giveaway. They say that it was the Pleiadians who saved Trump's life when that bullet hit him in the ear, that they somehow manipulated his head. Invisible angel pushed his head to the side when the bullet was fired, and they claim to have saved Trump's life, the Pleiadians. Well, thank you, Pleiadians. Anyhow, there's just, that's just the tip of the iceberg of what's being revealed in the notes. There's so much information there. I couldn't even finish it in one sitting, I'll probably go back and visit it after the show tonight. Anyhow, hey, this is Connected Dots Radio Show. I like to call it Radio Free America, because we can talk about things here that nobody can stop us from talking about. Yeah, legalize all drugs. How about that? Yeah. Well, drugs can be good. There was... What can I say? Oh, yeah, hey, this, this is a call-in radio show. Number here is 888-627-6008. If you're watching on your laptop or something, just go to BBS Radio, and you can find there's a regular number to call in, too, if you're from beyond Canada and the United States. There's a regular number. I don't have it in front of me, but you can get that off the BBS site. And that's it, 888-627-6008. You've got a phone, you can talk and connect with this show, believe it or not. And, free to talk your mind off, pretty much. If you've got something important to say, don't call up and... ask me what's on sale at ShopRite. Or one of the other markets out there. The don't So anyhow, that's it. They haven't talked to you. The Liberals have not talked to Trump. They're not sure what side he's in. Oh, they had something to say about Musk. They said, you wonder how, what, ETs are really smart. How can they determine something? They say Musk's, half of his brain has been turned off towards feelings. And that leaves him susceptible to be used by the dark side. Oh, yeah, and what else? This wasn't off the site, but this is something I just picked up on Twitter. Somebody posted the patent for putting the, you know, the patent for the graphene oxide in aerosol sprays. And what else? You know, a couple of weeks ago, there was a fog down in Florida there, and there was some analysis of what was in the fog, and it was like toxic particles. You know, I mean, it's really like it's getting unbelievably dangerous in these last moments. The end of darkness and the victory of the light, as they say. And there's meditations all the time. That's one thing that's good about going to the portal. It will give you a listing of all the important meditations that are ongoing and the big ones coming up. And to participate in meditation is a good thing. The more of us that participate, the collective consciousness of humanity grows, and there's less suffering. You know, even if we make a little dent in the fence, you know, it's better than nothing. So it's to everyone's benefit to participate. But how can you participate if you don't even know what is happening? Like, they have ongoing things like every 4 hours they have a meditation for peace in Syria. You're going to find out about this when you go to the portal. 2012portal.blogspot.com. And participation is important. Remember, if you're not part of the solution, and meditation is part of the solution to bring humanity around, get us ready for the good news and the meeting of our galactic brothers and sisters. If you're not part of the solution, then you are part of the problem. Non-participation, you are part of the problem. It's important to participate in these things. And it's easy. They walk you through it. You know, you sit in front of the screen, they tell you to take a breath and what to visualize, and they walk you through the thing, and before you know it, it's over. Yeah. 20 minutes or something like that. And just the breathing exercises by participating in that and will make you feel better. And then, you know, all the goodness adds up into the collective consciousness of humanity. So, you know, the more you can participate in, the more we'll get the collective consciousness ready for what's coming, the event. You know, many people will, I guess, you know, will still be in the dark and be shocked, but they still can make it through, because those of us that have the knowledge and have the security and have the confidence when it's happening, our confidence will help bring others along for the ride. But instead, it would be better if we all were aware that this is going to happen. It's a done deal. It's just like a Bible prophecy when Jesus said, no one knows except the Heavenly Father when it's going to happen. And that's, we're in a situation like that right now. The event has been foretold and it's planned for. There's many participants in making it happen. Countless numbers all about reconnecting the people of Earth and planet Earth with the rest of the universe. We are the prison planet. And that's why all the bad guys came running here to attempt to hang on to what they had created, the prison planet. And all the clever things they set up to mind control us and trick us, and information purposely being given out. And consequently, a lot of people have suffered big time on this world because of these negative ET races that have come here and taken advantage of our goodness and kindness, you know? And so participate, please. If you go to the portal just to participate in a meditation, that in itself is enough. But they've got, they're revealing so much hidden information with what's going on behind the scenes, you know, the wars possibly coming to an end, and all the other bad things that are still being brought out, you know, these diehard negative New World Order puppets, and they're all puppets because they don't realize that's the negative ET races that have been using them to have them keep control over us. They think they're, you know, so cool because they're up there in the elite society, but they are those people who participate in the arming of people, killing of people, making people suffer. You're evil. You're in with the dark side, and we can't wait to have you removed from our world. And that's the promise of our galactic brothers and sisters from the Galactic Confederation. They, after the event, they will land and tell us all who they are, reveal a few facts, and then very quickly round up all the scum and remove them from our world forever. And I'm looking forward to that. And I guess many other people are looking forward to that too. But that's why it's important for all of us to be talking about this, you know. People want to walk around with their heads in the sand that they don't want to hear anything new. But all the new information is good information. It's the end of darkness, the end of evil, the end of suffering. Real medicine with the med beds and vibrational healing frequencies. In fact, there's some of these people are starting a practice already. There is actually the FDA approved a vibrational technique recently. Has to do with water and putting frequencies into water where the frequency can be contained by the water molecules. And then you take that item that has a certain frequency put into water, and you put that water on the person's, the bad water, whatever it is, or vile water, on the person's affliction to help solve the problem. You know, the famous guy, Reif, R-I-F-E, invented a special microscope where he could see germs, you know, and cancers and stuff like that. And he had the machinery to utilize once he would find out the frequency of cancer cells, he would broadcast that same frequency, and it would shatter them like the opera singer and busting the glass. And that was curing people of cancer. And unfortunately, you know, the crooked Big Pharma found out about this, and they ruined the guy, you know, stole his equipment, stole his inventions, and pretty much silenced him. So his things were on the back burner. He, so much has been kept from us. Do you know that, just to get up, change the topic for a second here, do you know that your batteries can be recharged by just putting them out in the sun? You know, I mean, naturally, we don't want to, you put them out in a place that is too hot, they might explode, but I haven't found that a normal radiator heat, which is not that hot, certainly not enough to explode a battery, and leave a battery, a rechargeable battery, on either your house, if you have a cover for it, something like that, get the battery, within a half hour, the battery will recharge itself, just with heat. You don't have to plug in the charger or anything. Why aren't we being told that stuff? And all the talk about the conspiracy, just to remind people about why were all the church bells, giant church bells, confiscated? I mean, there are photographs of giant junkyards of giant bells from churches. Why were they confiscated? You know, because there's a lot of evidence out that a church bell, a big bell, whatever you want to call it, like the Liberty Bell, and gives off a very positive frequency. They're made specially to do that, and so they're beneficial to the healthy humans. Another good thing that was taken away from us, you know, now that even some of these churches, they have recordings of church bells. They don't have real church bells. I guess they sold their church bells, or it was stolen from them or something. But, yeah, they have electronic recordings. And also what people have made note of is that the glass-stained windows in churches, mostly those Catholic churches, with the big stained glass windows, but, you know, regular Christian churches have them too. The patterns that the glass work was made into is a vibrational frequency that is beneficial to mankind, and that's perhaps why they had big organs put in churches, because the music from the pipe organ would resonate with the patterns in the stained glass windows, and it would have a very good harmonic effect for the people attending the event. You know, so more research needs to be done in this, but just the thing of water holding frequency, to think of it that way, you know, we take water for granted. I mean, and there are so many different kinds of waters. There's chaotic water, and then there's hexagonal structured water. And I've talked about it before. You can get the most structured water possible by using a catalyst. And if you're in New York, John Hillis Water Company sells the catalyst machine, and if you're out in Arizona, the crystal concentrate is sold out of the Flagstaff, Arizona, crystal energy concentrate that you can mix with distilled water, and it energizes it. Invented by Dr. Feynman and his wife at the time. There are places in the world that have energized waters, but they're very hard to get to. So chances are you're better off, if you want the best structured water, is to buy one of those John Ellis machines, or where some crystal energy concentrate. And of course, you can use the sun to energize your water. If you put your water out in the sun and put a crystal in there, the crystal will help gather the energy from the sun and energize your water. And energized water makes you feel good. Yes, it does. It gives you energy. Those are things you can be doing for yourself, you know? Don't get fooled by these gadgets you put on your tab. Yeah, it can take away the bad taste, but it's not making the water structured for your body. Yeah, it's still going to be chaotic water. And, of course, one of the worst things, the two worst things that go into water coming out of the tap is fluoride, which is a poison, really, the kind they put in there. And never mind, it protects your teeth, please. That's the con game they sold you to get you to accept drinking fluoridated water. No one should do that. And then adding the chlorine as a disinfectant is a nightmare. It's known to create 300 to 400 different carcinogens that are hard to break apart once they get formed. And so water is being used to kill you, too, if you're dumb enough to drink from the tap. You know, it's a time everybody did, but they didn't know what was happening. In fact, there's a correlation that shortly after they started chlorinating water, in a short number of years, people started to get cancer. You know, kind of, connect the dots there. Isn't that unusual? Or isn't that a coincidence? Yeah, a created coincidence. And these are important things to know. And then, of course, I tell you, you know, I don't know what they're mixing in with the rain. They're spoiled. Was this a rain about, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago, and I kind of have to my vehicle, and all these white blotches all over the place. That something came down with the rain. And it goes to show you, like, what the hell was in the rain that was causing white blotches to just appear and stick to the top of the vehicle, the hood and everything, and just stay there, you know? And it's insane. So, I'm in the New York area here. So it shows you that, I mean, they don't just do this in remote areas. They do it in populated areas, too. In fact, there's plenty of records of the U.S. government doing using the public for guinea pig tests and stuff. But it's more than just tests now. There's a serious war against us good people. And it's happening every day, so you got to really watch your step. And when the chemtrail planes are out, I mean, I don't know. Why? Somebody tell President Trump to write that executive order. Come on, is he that dumb? I mean, really, why won't he do it, you know? Well, I hear there's all kinds of good things happening in the Trump administration. They're going to do an audit of the Pentagon, and they're talking about doing an audit of Fort Knox to see if the gold is still there. It turns out that there's this element called tungsten that weighs has about almost the same weight as gold. And so an easy swap is to swap a real gold bar with a tungsten bar just, layered with gold. It would be interesting to find out. The only way they could do that, they would have to get the machine to detect that and do it to every bar in Fort Knox to see how much real gold is left. But there's other gold reserves around the world. Anyhow, gold is such an important item, not for just wealth, but for other reasons, too. It's multidimensional. and talk about multidimensional and show you how the ridiculous things we have in going on when there should be an honest response to good ideas. I recently tried to communicate in New York City. We have two of the best museums in the world, the American Museum of Natural History and the Metropolitan Museum of Art. And, of course, people are almost impossible to contact the people who run these organizations. But I managed to find someone that really was going to answer my question, because I had done a piece of artwork. You know, I keep it in my bedroom. It has it's white paint on a black piece of wood, about 3 feet by 4 feet, and it has this unusual geometric configuration put on it. And I just did it because it's something I wanted to do. And then I quickly found out that when I looked at it and other people looked at it, this unusual configuration would shift off to the side in all directions and back, except a purple color. Now, how does a white painted configuration on a black piece of wood start shifting purple versions of itself back and forth all over the black wood background? And it does it continuously, nonstop. As soon as you look at it, you'll see it. And then you just watch it. It shifts in all directions. You know, it shifts away from the original white configuration, shifts off to the side, comes back, shifts off another direction, and it's just doing this continuously. So it's a unique piece of art. I had no intention of doing it like that, but when I found out what I had stumbled onto, so I inquired with that great museum, the Metropolitan Museum of Art, and I was quickly told, we don't accept any unsolicited material to consider. Well, so that was not too happy to hear that. And, you know, I said, of course, the person I'm talking to, that you have to leave a message. You don't get to talk to somebody. Probably had no comprehension that this is something fantastic. How many paintings can the image shift continuously once you start looking at it? You know, it's not holographic. It's just paint, white paint on a piece of wood painted black. But it's the special configuration that's causing the shift. And it's nonstop. As soon as you look at it, you see it happen. So there's something at play. Multidimensional, or those other than another dimension shifting in, connecting. I mean, because shapes and geometry are one of some of the connecting aspects that connects one realm to the next realm. That's what they call them, the sacred geometry. But this is takes parts of sacred geometry and combines them in a different way, and somehow I hit on something, and it just this magical effect. And I think it's worthy to be put in the museum, but I didn't have a chance from the get-go on that one. All I could do is leave a message, and how can I explain something that's fantastic like that? I wanted to make an appointment to show them a small version of it that does the same thing. And the door was closed. Well, there's a new portal over the 1221, and it could also be referred to as 2112. And portals that open up energy, they're doorways, The portals are doorways to other realms. You know? And wormholes can get connected to portals. Just like in the sci-fi movies, SG-1. In fact, if you happen to be familiar with that series, SG-1, they're fighting the bad guys all the time, and this guy called Apophis, he was a real bad guy. Eventually, they got rid of him. They killed him, hunted him down, killed him. But somebody on Twitter is posting something about something, joining the battle against to stop Apophis from taking over in 2029. Anyhow, I thought that was kind of amusing. It sounds like they've been watching too much SG-1. But we're coming to the end of the show. Hey, this was calling radio show, but everybody's phone is not working apparently tonight. So, anyhow, hey, tell your friends to tune in next week. This is Connect the Dots Radio Free America on the BBS Internet. Radio, where anything can be talked about freely without worries of backlash from anyone. And, tell your friends to tune in and call in next week. I'm going to give you the countdown now, and followed by two of my favorite songs, lead guitar solo to my song, Are You the Partner in Kind? Are you? Ask yourself that question. Look in the mirror. I am. Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Okay, Mr. Engineer, use the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Stand without fear, made it clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked, cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join, join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without fear, it is clear to the world my ideas. And all those people that had walked on by now stop to look.